There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, BBC News is reporting that the flu is circulating at its highest level in 3 years. And official figures show 74 outbreaks have been reported in just England. Of course, this is being reported from the BBC. And we're seeing from our end many, many states being affected. And this flu becoming more and more of a concern. Now, the big question I've been getting has been, what are we doing since the vaccine has not been as effective? All right. I've even noticed that I never have vaccine left. I usually always run out of vaccine by January. I still have vaccine left. When news broke that the vaccine might not be as effective this year, and I explained what that meant, nothing to panic about, we're having people think, okay, well, no big deal. I guess I don't need to get vaccinated. The vaccine, remember, is not 100% effective ever. Usually the vaccine on a good year is like 67% effective, okay? So when our flu vaccine was found to be about, not mine personally, but the vaccine that we've been using here in the States, found to be only 47% effective, people freaked out. And they said that's ridiculous because there's a 53% chance I'll still get the flu no matter what. Well, all right, here's the thing. The flu vaccine, like we said, you got the trivalent, you got the quadrivalent, etc. And it still protects against a variety, the swine flu, the H3N2, influenza B. So it still offers some protection. It doesn't have to be 100%. So not getting the flu shot. All right, not getting the flu shot is not going to help you not get the flu. Get the shot. I mean, as long as you're not allergic to it, etc. Every year I get asked if there's something that's out there instead of the flu shot because the flu shot makes them sick. How many of you guys get sick on the flu shot? So many of you will say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, the flu shot made me sick, so I'm not going to get the flu shot. Well, okay, flu shots should not make you sick. Maybe some of you, in a very, very rare incidence, will have a reaction to an injectable or a vaccine, etc. All right, but the flu shots are not supposed to inject flu into you. We've talked about the different types of flu shots that are out there or the different types of flu vaccines. You have the flu shot, which is the killed, inactivated virus, where the virus doesn't exist. It's dead. It's just, it's kind of outer shell casing proteins are what go into you for your body to mount an immune response. The live attenuated viruses, the viruses that become weakened to the point where it won't hurt you, but it'll still mount an immune response, that's only given in the nasal spray flu shot form, or the flu nasal spray, not the shot. So when I give somebody the flu shot, I am not giving somebody the flu. Now, if you don't tell me that you feel sick with the flu shot, I still take that seriously, all right? Because a few things could be going on. One is maybe you are, and it's rare, very rare, reacting to some of the preservatives that could be in that flu shot. So it has nothing to do with the actual vaccine as much as it is the substrate or whatever it's stored in, okay? So the preservatives, etc. So maybe you do have a reaction to that, which is very important to know. The other thing that could be happening is you've contracted the flu, and it's going to take a few days to, you know, replicate and get to the point where it will infect you and cause problems. You get the shot. All of a sudden, a couple days later, you now come with your flu symptoms, come down with your flu symptoms, and you go, wait a second. But I just had the shot, so it must be from the shot when you had the flu anyway. All right? It could be that. Or the other thing is you get the shot, get the flu shot, and your immune system is now all ramped and ready to go. And as your immune system is like, ooh, okay, guys, you see this? This is what we have to fight. Let's go. Come on, let's do it. So now your immune system is all ready to go, and you kind of feel like crap, like, you know, from that. You know, I rarely hear somebody say they get fevers, real high fevers and full-blown flu symptoms from the flu shot. If anybody says they have an adverse event with the flu shot, it's, I don't know, I felt achy and I felt sick. Well, being achy and sick feeling could be your immune response, ready to go and be all wired, etc., and that shot induced that, so you feel crappy. So that could be what's going on. And then finally, very, very rarely, maybe you get that flu shot, and your body's like, okay, wait a second. Okay, we got to figure out what's in the shot. Guys, I'm going to need some troops. I'm going to need some patrol over here. You just stand your post. I'm going to take all these extra guys with me to check it out. Meanwhile, you get exposed to something, your body's a little bit weak, depending on the entry point, and then the virus is allowed to set up shop because your body was so busy figuring out what it's going to do with the flu shot. That's rare. For me, I'm a believer. I'm a huge fan of the flu shot because when I saw what it did to me and what it did to my patients, and when you see a person die from the flu in training, oh, you don't mess with it. So if you're not allergic to eggs, because a lot of times the flu shots are made through egg embryos, and you don't seem to have any other allergy, I would strongly advise you to talk to your medical provider about your options of getting vaccinated with the flu. And there are options out there for people who are egg allergic. There are. But right now we're being told that this is one of the worst flu seasons yet. Apparently, U.S. flu and cold reports have been the highest. Now I'm seeing some from 2008. They say an average of 4% of Americans reported being sick with the flu on any given day in December, higher than all previous Decembers. The all-time high was a 4.7% measured January 2013. Flu is usually the highest in January and February. So don't think that this is peaked. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so an avocado a day may keep the cholesterol medicine at bay. What? I'll be out of a job if that happens. But I really, really dig avocados. They say avocados have so much healthy fat and other nutrients that this was a study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association that it could work within weeks to lower your cholesterol and therefore lower your risk of heart disease. This is like way, way cool. Avocados are very similar to olive oil and nuts. and they have the monounsaturated fatty acids. The monounsaturated fatty acids are the good ones. You don't like the saturated fatty acids. Saturated is bad, but the monounsaturated, pretty damn good. They apparently can work against the arterial plaque, and they have effects very similar to the benefits from a Mediterranean diet, according to the researchers. They say it it's also tasty, and they're very, very yummy in guacamole. You got to be careful, because see, what I like to add to my guacamole is little pieces of cheese. Can't be doing that. But if you make guacamole and with chunks of tomato and some lemon and some spices, that could be a very, very healthy snack. You just can't be eating a lot of the salty tortilla chips, because then that really messes it up for you. All right, so Dr. Chris Etherton, chair of the American Heart Association Nutrition Committee, and colleagues did an intensive study with 45 typical Americans, all overweight or obese, but with healthy cholesterol and blood pressure levels. All right, and so I guess the team controlled what everybody ate, feeding them very carefully calibrated diets. One was a lower fat diet with avocado. Another one was a moderate fat diet without the avocado. And a third added one avocado per day to the moderate fat diet. The two moderate fat diets looked a lot like the average American diet. A third of the calories coming from fat. The lower fat diet was only 24% fat. Everyone spent 5 weeks on the diet. Nobody lost weight, but their LDL, bad cholesterol levels, changed. And as we know, the LDL is what is pretty significant for heart disease. Now, in terms of avocados, okay, you are sometimes overwhelmed with all these studies and stories coming out saying, okay, this is good for you, this is healthy for you, eat this, and then you go and get like an avocado sauce, or you go and you eat stuffed avocados at a restaurant, and for some reason, once the restaurants get involved, they really start to mess it up. So I'm a huge fan, okay? And there's an article here talking about the 7 reasons why avocados are amazing, besides this study. Now remember, avocados are not vegetables, they are fruit, okay? Apparently there was a study back in 2013. It was published in Nutritional Journal, and it found that overweight adults who ate one half of an avocado at lunch had a 40% decrease in the desire to eat again over the next 3 hours. And some people said that that half of avocado helped them feel full for 5 hours. Now, here's my only problem. I can't just eat straight avocado because it's too mushy. It kind of, to me, is a little too greasy. And so I kind of feel a little nauseous if I just eat a basic, I have to have like really mixed up with something chunky. If it's all, if it's just that kind of creamy thing, I can't. I can't do creams very well. Next, they say, not that this is about me, but I always make it about me. Next, they say avocados can strengthen your immune system. Why? Because they're rich in glutathione. So glutathione is an antioxidant. Right? Looks for free radicals, etc. Although we need to talk about antioxidants. Apparently a study came out saying antioxidants do not help you live longer. We're going to talk about that. They say avocado can also help you lower blood pressure because it has a lot of potassium, even more than a banana. Are you noticing banana isn't the biggest potassium fruit? We're finding more potassium in other sorts of foods. But anyway, research shows that increasing the intake of potassium reduces blood pressure in people with hypertension and is associated with a 24% lower risk of stroke. They say also avocados will help slow down cognitive decline, which is something that I'm starting to notice as I do a lot of duhs. Gosh, oh my gosh, yesterday in clinic, I guess I didn't know where my stethoscope was. I couldn't find the stupid stethoscope. But I forgot that I was looking for the stethoscope. So I start walking up and down the hall by the patient rooms. And some of the patient rooms, the doors are open because they don't want to stay in a enclosed space. And they're looking at me and I'm looking at them. And I'm like, I forgot something, but I forgot what I forgot. So I don't know what to do. And so I'm standing there scratching my butt going, well, why don't I go in to see you? Because I'm just standing there scratching my butt trying to think about what I forgot because I forgot. So I walk in there, and then I realize I didn't have my stethoscope. So I'm like, oh, it's my stethoscope. So then I start to walk to go find my stethoscope. Yeah, I know how to use a stethoscope, you know, to listen to the heart. And I like to swing it around. You know, it's really sexy when you walk down the hall swinging that stethoscope. Dun-dun-dun-dun. I could bring home the bacon. Fried up in a pan. Anyway, so I go, and I go into my back office, and then all of a sudden, there's a message on Facebook. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And it's not that I have ADD, it's just it looks like an important message. So I go, and I tell you, oh, now they got to answer back. And I'm like, I got to go see patients. So I leave the back office to go, and I go into the patient room. Patient's like, did you find your stethoscope? And I'm like, oh, crap. She goes, I don't even need to hear from my heart. It's an ear thing. No. I cannot go into a patient room without a stethoscope. Wait here. So then I go back to my back office only to find out that the stethoscope wasn't even there. So then I go to the front office, and now I'm at the point where the patient has seen me walk back by her room 17 times. And finally, so she doesn't think I'm goofing around on Facebook. I'm like, does anybody know where my stethoscope is? And you know where the stethoscope was? Where it was supposed to be. I just forgot where my stethoscope was supposed to be. So, to make a long story short, I need to eat some avocado. Now, they also say avocado helps your body absorb certain nutrients, like beta-carotene, which helps boost the conversion of pro-vitamin A, which is the inactive form of vitamin A, to the active form of vitamin A. And what does vitamin A do? It's an antioxidant, kind of helps your skin, your vision, your immune system, etc. They say avocados may help fight or prevent oral cancer. They say extracts from Haas avocados can kill or halt the growth of precancerous cells that may eventually lead to oral cancer. The researchers believe avocados' phytochemicals cause cell death in precancerous cells without harming healthy cells. Now, this is interesting. If a lot of oral cancer is caused by HPV, let's say, or smoking, etc., look at a demographic, let's say Latinos, that may eat more guacamole or avocado in their diets than other demographics and see if we see less oral cancer in them. That would be pretty damn cool. They also say that avocados can help protect you from osteoarthritis because it's got the lutein and the zeaxanthin, which are carotenoids associated with the lower risk of cartilage defects. So, cartilage defects happen spurring on more osteoarthritis because the bone needs the cartilage for protection against other bone. Without that real good protection, there could be more bone spurs, hence more arthritis. So that's pretty damn cool. All right, so that's all about avocados. Now, while the avocado story was going on, there was a study from, I guess, David Zinchenko. He's the co-author of Eat This, Not That, and he has this new book called Zero Belly Diet. It's his new way to turn off your fat genes and keep you lean for life. Okay, so his zero-belly diet cuts down excess salt, dairy, artificial sweeteners, etc., all right? And it also heals your gut by feeding you good microbes, and it turbocharges your metabolism with lean protein, healthy fats, and quality fiber. So, I guess there's these zero-belly drinks, plant-based smoothies, etc., that has resveratrol. He said eggs have choline. Eggs turn off the genes for visceral fat gain. Red fruits like apple, because the deeper colors can help. Olive oil and healthy fats can control hunger. And as we just talked about, avocado can curb some hunger. Beans, rice, oats, and other fiber can work with your gut bacteria to turn off genes for diabetes, according to him. He says oatmeal is also a great way to start the day, but we all hate oatmeal, I know. Extra plant protein like soy or split peas or almonds, pecans. I love those sugary pecans. Sunflower seeds, that helps. Lean meat, even though some of us are reducitarians. Leafy greens, bright vegetables, and use spices like cinnamon. Pretty cool stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this was very interesting. Apparently, Disneyland has been discussed a lot in the media as we've been looking at this measles outbreak. They say 9 visitors to Disney theme park in California have developed measles, and 3 others are suspected of having contracted measles, which had been, back in 2000, eliminated from the United States. Seven people from California and two from Utah have now been diagnosed with measles. All of them had visited Disneyland or the Disneyland California Adventure between December 15th and December 20th. So the California Department of Public Health has issued an alert warning that anyone who suspects they have been infected to go to see their doctor immediately. Now, you know, they think that somebody had infectious measles, was there, and measles, I guess, can be infectious for up to like 10 days. The symptoms of measles would be like fever, cough, runny nose, you know, just like any other cold would be. But then you start getting this rash. And this rash is a very flat rash, but it's all over the place. It's very confluent. It starts on the face, and then it goes down to the rest of the body. And measles, which is why we needed to vaccinate so profusely decades ago, because it's very, very highly infectious, and it's airborne. You play with a kid that has measles, and you weren't vaccinated as a kid, you would come down with the measles. And in the cartoons in the olden days would have these little kids with red, you know, spots on them. It's not like the chicken pox, where you may have 20, you know, separated spots. Measles are thousands of spots that aren't raised like vesicles. They're kind of flat. We call them macular type of rash. And a lot of viral rashes are flat like that. So, the alert continued. They say large measles outbreaks have occurred in Western Europe, Pakistan, Vietnam, and the Philippines in recent years. Travelers to areas where measles is endemic can bring the measles back to the United States, resulting in a limited domestic transmission of the measles. Disney and other theme parks in California are obviously international attractions, so visitors come from many parts of the world where measles are endemic. Now, the victims are anywhere between 8 months and 21 years old. Six of the sufferers have not been vaccinated, yet the other three people were. Now, one of the reasons why is we don't really start to vaccinate MMR until they're older. So if you have a couple babies, we don't start vaccinating MMR until at least a year. So some of them never had the chance to be vaccinated yet. So according to California public official Dr. Ron Chapman, he says the best way to prevent measles and its spread is to get vaccinated. Anybody who may have been infected, go and check with a doctor. It is contagious. Somebody sneezing on you, mucus, etc. You stand in a long line, you know, shoulder to shoulder with people for hours on end. It could be a breeding ground. I'm a huge fan of Disneyland. We try to go every year whenever we can afford it. And it's one of my favorite trips to do until you start standing in line for an hour and a half. And then you hear the cough, the thick cough, and you hold your breath. Right? You know how you hold your breath because somebody just coughed behind you? So you hold your breath long enough to hope it dissipated. Then right as you take a deep breath, the next cough comes. So I find myself holding my breath a lot. According to the CDC, measles can live for up to 2 hours on a surface or in an airspace where the infected person coughed or sneezed. Now, outside, that's one thing. But what if you are in Space Mountain where you're in that tunnel waiting in line, when somebody coughed and you're standing there? I mean, we're talking major gridlock. No wonder. I'm actually surprised that more people didn't get sick. They said if other people breathe the contaminated air or touch the infected surface, then if you touch your eyes, your nose, or mouth, or the mucous membranes, that virus could then get into your body through the mucous membranes. And then if they have it and then they rub their eyes and touch something else, yeah, it takes a while for it to reproduce, but still. So, again, you watch out for fever, cough, runny nose, red eyes, and this rash. This rash will start on the face and then spread to the rest of the body. As opposed to, like, chicken pox, a lot of times the rash will start on the chest and then go up to the face. It's very, very interesting how certain viruses have certain, signatures of how it decides to start, you know, in terms of, like shingles. A lot of times your shingles will start on the back and then it'll go forward. So, you know, you could have shingles on the front of the leg, but usually the first sign will be on the back of the leg. You could have shingles on your chest, but a lot of times you start to see it from the posterior part. It's kind of interesting. So the viruses do that. Measles could be deadly. Measles could also cause sterility. Measles could cause problems later. What I'm wondering is either most of these people weren't vaccinated or maybe we're looking at a new strain. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so there's a study that's come out saying antioxidants may be a waste of money. And I hate to report something like this because, you know, my patients that really believe in the antioxidants, they're healthier people. And I don't know if it's because of the antioxidants or it's because they're actually spending a good time of their day worrying about their health and trying to take care of their body. So even though I don't sit here and tell you take this vitamin, take that vitamin, load up on your antioxidant pills, I always tell you to eat healthy to get your antioxidants, and I commend you for being health conscious. Maybe these supplements don't seem to work. I don't know. I'm still waiting for a lot of data. We have some data. We just don't have a lot. But if you did tell me, Dolly, I take this, I take this, I take this, and I feel good, I'm proud of you because you're doing more than the average person does for their body. Most people just put crap in their body. So antioxidants like vitamin A, C, and E, you see that in vegetables and fruits, and it's supposed to help protect against cell and DNA damage. All right? And some sources have said it'll help prevent cancer, heart disease prevention, ward off dementia, etc. And why? Because people eating a good, healthy diet with fruits and vegetables seem to have less heart disease, less dementia, etc. But what about the supplements? What about a company bottling these up and selling them? Do they actually help? So report from Mail Online, they said most double-blinded randomized clinical trials have found that the antioxidant supplements do not prevent specific diseases. The current researchers looked at surveys from the 1980s, in which almost 14,000 older residents of Leisure World Laguna Hills retirement community detailed their intake of 56 foods or food groups rich in vitamins A and C, as well as their vitamin intake. Two-thirds of the group took vitamin supplements, most often vitamin C. The authors note that though the participants' diet alone were generally more than adequate to meet the vitamin intake, the researchers followed the group over the next 32 years. 13,000 of the residents died. They accounted for smoking and alcohol intake, etc. And they found that there was really no association between the amounts of the vitamins A or C in the diet or the supplements in terms of the risk of death. They said vitamin users may have different lifestyles, and maybe that could be an issue where they're, you know, maybe people that take vitamin are, like I said, are thinking about their bodies more. However, what was very, very nerve-wracking was there was a study a while back, I guess according to the National Institutes of Health, saying high doses of beta-carotene may increase the risk of lung cancer in smokers. Another study came out saying high doses of vitamin E may increase your risk of prostate cancer or one type of stroke. So what I've been recommending, and a lot of doctors recommend, is don't stop eating your fruits and vegetables. You want to get these vitamins in. But you really need to sit down with your medical provider and find out what you're actually taking in terms of supplements. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. L-I. I am so fascinated by this time capsule that they found in Boston. And remember, it dates back to 1795, I guess, buried by Paul Revere. And it is going to get reburied again, but there's a chance to see it. So this is what we're being told today. The time capsule will be on view at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston very briefly this year. No details have been finalized. And then the contents will be buried again. You see, they better not tell people where they're buried. You see what I mean? If they're going to bury them, somebody is going to want this, because this is like really, really valuable. They said a silver plaque at the bottom contained information about the laying of the cornerstone box and is thought to be engraved by American Revolution patriot Paul Revere and then Governor Samuel Adams. Originally placed the relic under a cornerstone of the Boston State House back in 1795. It was a brass box, and Pamela Hatchfield, a couple days ago, opened it up, and everybody looked and watched and was like, ooh, 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 wow. She removed the lid in front of members of the media. I would be salivating, OMG. Then inspected a newspaper after previously loosening the screws for about 4 to 5 hours. The newspapers were folded, appeared to be in very good condition. Inside were silver and copper coins in various denominations dating from 1652 to 1855. We talked about this the other day. That is when the capsule was opened and resealed. Remember, in 1855, they found it, opened it, and threw some other stuff in there, and then closed it back up. So that's why there's 1855 coins. They said the value of the contents is not known. However, they said $1 coin found from 1795, which was not in the time, the capsule, had sold for $910,000 back in November 2013. So the box was removed from the Massachusetts State House cornerstone December 11th. The time capsule was X-rayed December 14th. It weighs 10 pounds, 5.5 inches, 7.5 inches, 1.5 inches. The umbilical cord was cut. It's a boy. Museum and state officials removed its contents for the first time back in 1855. The contents were documented and cleaned. Additional materials were then added to the time capsule, put in a brass, and plastered into the underside of the granite cornerstone. Other items included in the time capsule were a copper medal depicting George Washington, a paper impression of the seal of the Commonwealth, calling or business cards, and a title page from Massachusetts Colony Records. This is way cool. So they are going to rebury it and see how it goes for another 100-some years. That is so super cool. See, I love antiques. I'll walk into the Pawn Stars pawn shop just to look at what they have and just go, oh, I want this. It's really, really cool. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about in the first hour, Belfies, where people take selfies of a butt. And they have companies selling things so that you could actually take a picture of your butt using a stick that holds your phone, etc. But what about those of us that are not jumping on the whole Belfie bandwagon, although I posted some Belfies, I'm dressed, of course, on Twitter and Facebook because I am cool and with it. But I notice when I scroll Facebook, it's selfie after selfie, after selfie, after selfie, after selfie, selfie, selfie. And it really kind of gets old. And researchers from Ohio State University say men who share a lot of selfies are actually displaying some psychopathic traits and may actually be selfish. That's very, very interesting. They say men may be narcissistic, impulsive, and also have a lack of empathy. I don't know if they're talking about Justin Bieber or not, but anyway, psychologists from Ohio State University found that men who posted selfies regularly scored higher than average for levels of antisocial traits. They say men who doctor their images to improve their appearance show signs of narcissism and self-objectification. Narcissism is most commonly associated with vanity, but they say if you're a little narcissistic, it's a psychological flaw. You think you're more intelligent, more attractive, and better than others, This is a study published in the journal Personality and Individual Differences. Men who put their pictures online as soon as they can are also show the impulsiveness. All right? And so, you know, you're looking at this, well, you know, well, what about the women? Women, I don't know. Okay, see, for women, maybe it's body dysmorphic disorder. Maybe it's, you know why I do it? Okay, I used to never do a selfie because I thought it was odd to take a picture of yourself. You know, you take a picture of others, but if you're taking a picture of yourself, it's like, oh, look at me, oh, look at me, whatever. All right, well, I did it once because a friend wanted me to, and I'm like, gosh, I'm not going to post it. And you want to know what? I looked good. Now, I don't look good in pictures. I'm not, that's why I work in radio. So I'm like, wait a second here. I have been paying photographers who've had to Photoshop and dub and do whatever the else they've had to do to get an image that I could use to represent myself when all I have to do is manipulate the way I hold the camera and play around with the Instagram or the editing features, and I could make myself look good. I'm like, whoa, wow. And so, you know, for me, if I ever post a selfie, it's one, because somebody else wants to. I never say, let's do a selfie. Always somebody else wants to do a selfie, and I'm like, okay, okay. And I hate that term, selfie. But I feel better about the way I look, and then it is a little bit of a boost. And so I see some of my patients that have found me on Facebook or some of my listeners who I have met in real life. They're not Hollywood bombshells. None of us are. Yet they take a damn good picture. So I think this is the era now of picture and photography manipulation. And it's fun. It is fun. I never thought I could have a picture out there for the world to see. When I was little, I'm like, oh, I'd love to one day be famous and have my picture on a magazine. And my sister used to tell me, you're too ugly. And then I'd go to my brother, and he'd be like, oh, you're really ugly. And so I was like, nobody is ever going to see a picture of me. Now with Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, everybody can see pictures of everybody else. And it's funny because you look and you're like, oh, my gosh, everybody's good looking. You have to be careful because that can also wreak havoc on your psyche, too, because you're like, oh, my gosh. You know, if everybody looks like this and nobody's fat and nobody's, you know, that's, you know. But it is kind of interesting with the idea that there could be a psychological undertone. I don't know if I would say that people are you know, truly psychopaths or whatever that post selfies, because then otherwise I'd be included in that, so I would never even admit that. However, I am thinking that we are starting to form a generation that does have some psychological vulnerabilities now as a result of all the picture taking and the selfies, etc. All right? You know, I could tell you it is very easy to start, you know, getting swept up in the whole wave of media. When you start to get a little bit of notoriety, you start to become a little famous, and you need to keep putting your picture out there. And I'm starting to see people on Facebook where I'm like, okay, you know what? It's too much. I know you think you're sexy and you're putting your picture all over out there, but it's a little too much. And so I think we're starting to develop a new generation of that. So that'll be interesting. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. More Dr. Dahlia, 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.